Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Mr. Edwards coming to you live today. On this Saturday morning, it is nice outside. The time is 9:50. I feel motivated to let some of you all, well, not some of you all, but all of you all know today that I'm coming to you to tell you that be thankful. Be thankful for your life. Be thankful for the things that you do have. And be thankful for the things that you don't have. You know, a lot of times in life, we want this and want that, and we want this to go our way, and we want that to go our way. And a lot of times it doesn't, you know, and sometimes it does. But even when it doesn't, always be thankful for that, because it could have been protecting you from getting hurt, even though we don't see it that way a lot of times in life. Be thankful for the air that you breathe. Be thankful that you are able to provide food on your table. Be thankful for you're able to provide clothes to wear. Be thankful that you have somewhere to stay every day. Be thankful that you have clean water. Be thankful that you have employment, whether it be the employment that you want or not. You know, and be thankful for some of the employment that you didn't get. See, I think a lot of times in life, man, the things that we don't get are the things that we don't need, you know. I believe that a lot of things in life sometimes don't go our way because we're not maybe equipped for that. See, you got to understand something in life. Everybody can't go out and do what you do. They can't. Everybody don't like speaking. Everybody don't like sports. Everybody don't like what you like or what I like. But we all still human. Everybody is gifted in something, you know. Someone once told me one time, they said, Joe, you got a lot of potential. Well, there's a lot of people walking around every day with a lot of potential that will never be fulfilled. They will probably never hack into their potential. You know, some will. Some will have that support, you know, to bring that potential out of that person. But some people never grew up with that. Be thankful for your mother, your father. Be thankful for your sister, your brother. No matter what y'all go through, some people don't have family. If they do have family, that family act like they, you know, that family don't want to be a part of their life. You know, some people screw up too much and they're cast out. You know, be thankful every day that you live, because there's some people today that won't live to see tomorrow. So you got to be thankful. Hey, what's going on, brothers and sisters? This is Mr. Edwards coming to you live. My segment today is going to be about the older I get and blended in with a little bit of cherish your youth. I want to say that is because while you're young, from your teens to your mid-20s, you know, that's a tender age for you to cherish. You're full of energy. You're full of youth. You're full of charisma. You're full of just full of life. You know, you don't want to spend your youth doing things that will screw your future up. You know, you don't want to spend your youth smoking and drinking, chasing girls or boys. You know, you don't want to spend your youth not exercising, not keeping your body healthy, because the older you get, you're going to realize, if not sooner than later, that this is the only body that you have. When you're young, opportunities is knocking at your door left and right. When you're young, you have opportunities to do things more quicker because you're young. Your body is fast. You know, I joked with somebody not too long ago, and I said, man, when I was young, in my 20s, I was like a Ferrari. Or like a Lamborghini, because you're quick, you're fast, you know, you, like I said, you're full of energy, full of charisma, you're just full of life, you know, you can get here and there, you're very mobile. But when you get in your 30s, early 40s, your body become like a 96 Toyota Corolla. And I just joke with somebody about that, but it's kind of true. And you have all sorts of opportunities just begging you to take it because you're young. You know, I mean, whether it be sports, whether it be college, whether it be, you know, political science, whatever it is, When you're young, treasure that. Take care of yourself. You know, plan for the future. Plan, even if you're not a planner now, plan. Learn how to plan for the future. 5 years from now. Learn how to plan 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Because when your youth start to fade, and it's just my opinion, it seems like opportunities get slim. It seems like opportunities start to slow up because you're getting older. You know, I talked to a buddy of mine a couple of weeks ago, and I see the struggle that he's going through. Him and I are struggling, you know, but he's a few years older than me. I'm 41, he's 44. And I see that the struggle is real, because when you get older, it seems like people stop looking at you as a commodity. They start looking at you as a liability because you're getting old. They, you know, they know you done been on this earth all these years. They know you know a pretty much a lot, because you might not know a lot, but you've been around the block. So they know that you know certain things, and they really can't use you because you're older. And not to say that it will be too late once you get in your 30s and 40s, but some things will be too late, especially age-wise. You know, when you're in your teens and in your 20s, you can still play a certain type of sports. You can still go to the military if you choose. You know, you can still do a lot of things because you're young. And you can set yourself up for, you know, to be well off in the future when you're young. You know, and make sure that whatever it is that you want to do, make sure that is exactly what you want to do. If something that you don't know, ask somebody to help you. Because I'm telling you, this world has no mercy on you once you start getting in your 30s and 40s. It really doesn't have no mercy on you when you're in your 20s, but you have a better shot. If you become homeless in your teens and your 20s, you will get over it quicker. Because if you become homeless in your 40s and 50s and 60s, you're going to take it harder. You're going to take that fall harder, because you're going to be remembering when you was your age, when you was in your 20s, when you was in your teens. Then you're going to start regretting all the decisions that you didn't make, all the moves that you didn't make, all the decisions that you didn't go ahead and do because you was out in these streets or you was out bullshitting a lot. And see, I believe that's a lot of times why people end up in certain situations, because they bullshitted in their 20s and in their teens. You know, and now they're in their late 30s, early 40s, late 40s, early 50s. Now it's hard on them. And not to say that hard times don't come in life, because hard times always comes. Matter of fact, hard times is always here to stay. It's not going anywhere. Now, it may get out the way of your way for a while, you know, once you overcome certain obstacles. But hard times are going to come right back around. Just like good things, hard times are going to come right back around. It's not going anywhere. You know, it's always going to be good times and bad times. That's not going to change. But when you're in your teens and your 20s, always cherish your youth. Even if you don't exercise, start learning how to exercise. Start getting in the habit of exercising. Save your money for future needs. You know, because the same thing that you're doing now in your teens and 20s, you're eating, sleeping. You know, you need water, you need food, you need clothes, you need shelter. You're going to need the same thing when you're in your 30s and 40s, you know, and your 50s. You're going to need the same thing. It's going to be the same thing, you know. You don't want to let too much time slip through your hands, because time is not on nobody's side. Time is actually your enemy. It's not your friend. You know, time doesn't wait on anybody. Whatever it is that you're not doing today that you need to be doing, and I understand things is hard and sometimes you don't feel like doing certain things, and, you know, don't let nobody pressure, also don't let nobody pressure you into doing something that you don't want to do, but you don't want to let too much time slide past and you don't know what you want to do, you know. And I know everybody's situation is different. I'm talking to those that know exactly what they want to do. For those of us that don't know what we want to do, then you still have a little bit of time on your hand because you're still young. But I'm telling you, by the time you hit 20, by the time you hit like 24, 23, 24, 25, it's like you in your prime. So time is going to fly past you. You're 25, you're going to look up, you're going to be 35. Then you look up, you're going to be 45. Like, time, it's just like it flies. Once you hit your prime, like 25, 26, it's like everything is downhill. It's downhill. You know, at first it was uphill because you went from an infant, you know, you climbing up. You know, you went from an infant to a toddler, you know, now you, you know, a kid, and then you go to a preteen, now you're a teen, then you go to adult, you know, then, you know, it's like time flies, man. You know, appreciate your youth, cherish your youth, man. You know, get into some trades or something, something that will have your back, you know, for the rest of your life, man, because you don't, you know, you don't want to go from job to job to job to job in your early 20s, your 30s, your 40s, because it's going to get tired. It's going to get tiresome. It's going to wear you out. You're going to get tired of doing the same thing, you know. And unfortunately, I wasn't raised like that. I wasn't raised to where I had a blueprint. I wasn't raised to where I had somebody show me, you know, a blueprint to this or a blueprint to that. 9 times out of 10, nobody is. Not unless you have parents that's rendering you up like that since an infant. You know, and some people are very fortunate in life to where they have parents and have uncles and aunts and people in their family that's rendering them like that. You know, everybody's not getting rendered like that. Some people are not being raised like that. Some people don't have both parents there. They're being raised by their grandparents. And 9 times out of 10, their grandparents are very lenient. They're not tough on them. They're not, you know, because, you know, when you go around your grandparents, you're their favorite grandchildren. So your grandparents really don't care what you do as long as you don't tear their house up. You know, and some people are being raised like that. Some people are being raised by different strangers. You know, they're not being raised from a whole, you know, a healthy family. They're not coming up like that. You know, everybody's living situations and circumstances is different out here in this world, man. But I had to say that, you know, because like I said, when I was in my 20s, you know, I didn't like playing basketball. You know, I didn't understand the concept of basketball. I didn't understand the logics of basketball. I didn't like to keep chasing somebody and working out and all this other shit. I mean, if I was in that type of mind frame where it's though I love and cherish sports, then that's fine. But I wasn't into that. Now, I played a little bit of it and it was okay here and there, but I didn't really like it. You know, I never went to college because, you know, I never liked school like that. You know, I did some work in school, but I never really liked school. So how can I go to college if I don't like school? That didn't work, you know. So I've been applying for jobs since I was like 20, 21, 22, you know, and I didn't get a lot of positions. And that was back then, you know. So now things are 10 times worse, you know. And I feel like a lot of times at my age, opportunities are starting to get slim. There are some things that I can still do. There are some things that I'm quick with doing because I'm a fast learner. So I learn things pretty fast. It doesn't take me a long time to learn things. But they say the older you get, your mind starts to go. I noticed that too, because certain things I forget and I'll put it like right in front of me and then I'll be forget it like that fast. So things that's certain parts of when you get older, when you get in your late 30s, early 40s, early, you know, late 50s, mid 50s and all that, you know, those are the times where you supposed to kind of take it easy. You supposed to have a career established and stuff of that nature. And it's sad to say, but a lot of people, as well as myself, don't come up where, you know, a person can show them, you know, these good opportunities. They wasn't raised like that. Even when you are not around your parents and you become an adult, start doing your own thing. You know, if you're not rendered that way, or if you didn't come up that way, then you're going to kind of have a hard time with grasping reality. And when you're young, you know, you still got a whole life ahead of you. You know, don't get to, like I said, don't get to your 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and then you working triple harder than you were when you were in your 20s. That's another thing. You know, some people, they didn't go to college. You know what I'm saying? They didn't think any, or they went to college, but and college doesn't always guarantee that career. You know, one thing about information when you studying, when you reading, when you doing work, you constantly gotta upgrade your information because information always changes. This society, this information that you're learning now is not going to be the same information 5 years from now. It's not going to be the same information 10 years from now. That shit's going to be old. You know what I mean? The things that I've learned when I was in my 20s and in my teens, that shit doesn't exist now. It's no need for that now. It's old. You know, that's just like technology. Technology always advances day by day, year by year. It doesn't stay the same. If that's the case, we'll still be dealing with IBM and old as Microsoft Word Perfect and all that crap. We don't deal with that anymore. That's old. You know, so don't, if you're going to get into something, make sure that it's going to constantly, you're going to constantly be needed in that field year after year for decades to come, because the information that you're learning today is going to be out old news next year. You know, so learn all you can. You only got one life. You know, girls, don't worry about dudes, man. Don't worry about a lot of dudes, man. Them dudes gonna be there on them streets. They gonna be there in this society the older you get. Guys, don't worry about these girls out here, because some of these girls gonna still be the same girls when you get older. You know, I'm just telling you in advance, because you don't want to get caught up and you having kids at a young age. You having kids and you only 20 and you got like 3-4 kids. No, I'm telling you, that's not a good thing. You know, that's not a good thing. Worry about, you know, your books, your school. Worry about your career and your future. That girl shit, that shit gonna be there. It's gonna be there. It's not going anywhere. You know, you gonna have thousands of girls you gonna meet. Girls, you gonna have thousands of guys you're gonna meet. That's not even a big issue in your life right now. You know, and just, you know, keep at it, man. You know, do the best that you can, you know, and don't let a few mistakes or a few errors stop you from achieving what you want to achieve, man. Because I'm telling you, hard times will come and they will try to bite you and suck you up, and you will get frustrated and you will get, you know, out of pocket, and then you'll be like, fuck everything. And don't do that, man, because you're going to regret it later. So that's just my take on that. You know, cherish your youth. You know, cherish your time here on earth. You know, those that want to see you win, stick to those that stick close to you, man. I mean, that want to see you win. I ain't talking about stick close to those and y'all smoking weed or drinking and bullshitting around. I ain't talking about that, because that's just leisure shit. That's not even something that's important. That's bullshit, actually. That's not even an important thing. You know, but stick close to those that's about doing their work. That's about getting their work completed. That's about efficiency. You know, that's about being efficient in their career goals. Because trust me, you're going to need people to hang around people like that. Like I said, all that leisure shit, that shit is just bullshit. It's just some luxury type shit. That's not even important in your life right now. You have your whole, you have a certain time until your youth disappears. To your teenage years disappears. You know, all that shit fades after a while. You know what I mean? And you don't want that to fade and then you wondering what happened. You know what I'm saying? You look up and you 40 something and you still trying to figure out what you want to do with your life, or you still trying to go from job to job to job to job. And not to discredit people that's out here that's doing that, because sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know, and like I said, everybody was not raised like that. You know what I mean? They wasn't rendered up in a good way, you know. So now they got to figure shit out on their own. Some people's fathers left when they was infants. They ain't seen their father since. Some people's mother left and they ain't seen their mother since. You know, some people stay with their grandparents all their life. You know what I mean? And it's some people went from home to home to home. Some people have been in, you know, detention centers and shit like that, man. So you never know who's going through things right now. But while you're young, man, you still got a lot of things to offer, you know, people, man. And just cherish that, man, and do the best that you can, man. You know, and take it, you know, don't rush nothing, but take it one day at a time. But like I said, don't let too much time slip through your fingers, because time will vanish right in front of you. And I guarantee you, you'll wake up one day like, damn, I wish I was still in my 20s. So many things I could have did if I was in my 20s. Because it's a lot of people out here now that's saying the same thing I'm telling you. So this is Mr. Edwards, y'all, signing out. Y'all be good. If it's in God's will, I shall talk to y'all later. Peace.